Okay, hold on. This is Nighttime Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO, and we're going to be going out to Bismarck right now. Very familiar voice. She's been on the air numerous times talking about the department she works for out there at Bismarck. It's the Department of Unclaimed Property. That's right. And they've got some bunches of stuff, boxes of stuff that have come in, and new names will be coming up very shortly. Linda Fisher, thank you for joining us tonight here on KFGO.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling.
So you got boxes and boxes of stuff. Let's first of all explain to the folks again, in case they don't know what the Unclaimed Property Department is. What is that?
The Unclaimed Property Department in North Dakota is similar to departments nationwide, one in each state, that do what we do here. And what that is that we are a repository for funds, mostly, and some securities that have not been claimed by their rightful owners or the heirs of their rightful owners. And typically what that property consists of, by the way, it's never land or real estate. It is always financial assets of some sort, with the exception of safe deposit boxes. But most often what it consists of are uncashed payroll checks, lost security deposits, old bank accounts maybe you forgot about when you moved out of town, maybe a small one, a grandparent set up for a grandchild, and grandparents maybe passed away and nobody remembered it was there, things that get missed in estates, rebate checks that oftentimes come with a kind of a crazy address and never get delivered to you. That is very common. So those are the types of things that we collect here. We are to be a last resort. Businesses that hold these items are to make one more attempt before they send it in to us to get it to the rightful owner by some means of contact. And when that is unsuccessful, the property comes here, and then we pick up where they left off and post it to our websites and do some direct mailings and do some research on some of these properties to see if we can get it back to the people it belongs to.
By the way, I was asked, and this was quite some time ago, the last time you were on, but after we hung up on the phone, I guess I didn't ask this, but I probably should have because it was a good question. You know, we had talked about the fact that businesses or whoever who owes the money has to try to find you, just like you mentioned, and you're the last resort. But if they hang on to the money and don't look for you, don't send it to you, is there a criminal penalty for that?
We do have in our North Dakota state statutes in the Century Code, we do have the authority to charge penalty and interest on late filed or unfiled property if we come across it. And so, and those penalties can be substantial. We do have auditors out there working on our behalf. We do not have an internal audit program at the moment, but we do have some compliance people working with us to contact folks that don't appear to be in compliance. And we know that there are a number of compliance issues out there where businesses are, in fact, not reporting as they are required to do so by law.
Because I was going to mention that a gentleman finally found me when my dad's business closed down several years ago when he passed away. And he actually found me working here. And he said, this was your father's. And he said, and he handed me a check for like $100 or something. He said it was a refund for some supplies or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, instead of sending it to Bismarck, he says, I knew you worked here. I thought I'd bring you over here for you.
And that is the way it's supposed to work. We would much rather see that than to see it come here. I mean that in all sincerity. And oftentimes, that is not the perception. But that is the truth. We really do want to be a last resort here. We are not interested in taking people's money if it can get back to where it belongs first.
What is the status as far as the amount that you have in there? How many different claims are there possible there, and how much total money are we talking about in North Dakota?
We're bumping up against $40 million at the moment.
Whoa!
And that has been collected here since 1975 when the program went into effect. Over those number of years, we have paid out many millions of dollars. So the $40 million is basically the number that sits there right now in this revolving account where money comes in and money goes out almost daily. And so we are right around $40 million. We did just have a reporting deadline, as you mentioned, coming onto the show. There was a reporting deadline on November 1st. And so we have probably several thousand names that will be added to the database, to the system. within the next month or two, as the reports get loaded into the database, they will show up on the website. So I would encourage your listeners to hit our website every couple weeks to see what new stuff might be there, because there is going to be a lot coming online.
So it'll be updated daily, but it's going to be a continuous day by day by day.
Yes.
That poor person who's ever got to type those in. I hope it's not you.
We have a small staff. We are promoting electronic reporting, so some of those, we're getting more and more of those reports are coming in a format where we can just load them to the database, but even that takes time. And so, yes, I would just encourage people, like I said, to hit our website at least every couple of weeks between now and the end of January, to see, you know, who knew might be listed there.
Right.
And there will be several thousand new names coming online in the next month or two.
We're going to podcast this, but I also want you folks to get a piece of paper and a pencil handy, because we'll give you that web address here in just a few moments. So go get your piece of paper and a pencil, or pen, I don't care, and do it right now. You mentioned you got boxes that are coming in. What are in those boxes? I mean, is it
safe
just...
Safe deposit boxes, you mean?
Oh, safe deposit boxes.
Safe deposit boxes get reported this time of year, too. And we don't get a whole bunch of those. Some states get semi-loads full of them. We do not. But, you know, those are safe boxes where people go to a financial institution, pay the rent on a box. Sometimes they empty it out and forget to cancel the box. The bank is forced at some point when the rent is no longer paid to drill that box. And after a certain period of years has elapsed, that property comes to us as well. And so we do have some tangible property here, actual safe deposit box contents.
What do you do with that then?
We hold it here as long as we possibly can until room in our vault has been depleted. We hope to circulate those properties. So as new boxes come in, old ones are paid out, and we so far have not run out of room in the vault. And we have the authority under the law to sell contents that come in those boxes and provide owners with the proceeds. We have chosen not to do that over the years because once those properties are sold, they're gone. So if there is any heirloom or whatever in there, we would just as soon pay that back to the owner in its original state as opposed to cash proceeds from a sale.
Now, I know I ask you each and every time we talk about the largest account out there, how much is the biggest one? But I'm going to ask you a different question this time around because I thought this was kind of funny, you know, or interesting. What's the longest something's been sitting there and somebody finally gets around to claiming it?
You know, I can't tell you that statistic in terms of the longest claim that has been claimed. What I can tell you is that, you know, I mentioned earlier that the program's been around since 1975, and in those early years, we had some old properties coming in. So we've got things here that are from the 50s, but I don't know the answer to how long, the longest period of time that something was here before it was claimed. I do know that some of those old properties are still on the books. And, of course, they get more difficult to claim as time goes by because we require that you prove it to you or your family that was its original owner. So that proof gets more difficult as time goes on.
By the way, I remember now the last time we chatted because Chris Kurzman was with me before
right.
our segment, and he had something that, I mean, he had a claim for you guys. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I, as I recall, he had the forms printed out and ready to send to us before we were even off the air.
$40 million. Does it just... Yes.
A lot.
Huh?
That's a lot.
But $40 million, does it just sit there or do you put it to work?
Okay, I'm going to tattle on Chris. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Chris got his claim form and everything all ready for us. Downloaded it, printed it, got it going. But shame on you, Chris. It's not come into our office yet, so we can't pay you.
It hasn't?
It has not. And so this is a perfect opportunity at Chris's expense for me to say and remind people that these lists that you see are not necessarily lists of people that we can't find. They are simply lists of people who have not made their claims. And so... yeah, there's a lot of claim forms out there that have been printed out and have not come in. for us to pay them. So I apologize, Chris. I didn't mean to embarrass you on air.
Guess what I get? guess what I get to do? I get to replay this Thursday night because that's when he's on.
Oh God! Don't. Oh, now I'm in trouble. I'm sure.
No, you're not. No,
but it makes a very good point. There are many, many properties here that are very simple to claim. Sometimes people get the notion that, you know, it's a government program, and so I'm going to have to jump through 115 hoops to get my, you know, $51 back. There are at least 40% of the claims that we work with here are very, very simple. Limited to having your form signed in front of a notary and providing us with some sort of ID. And so I would just really encourage those people that have these claim forms to get them in. They're making us look bad.
Linda, I also have to ask you this. Are you guys a sting operation? I've heard many other people say, well, if my name's on there, then somebody must be looking for me.
Well, you know, Bob, we have historically for years and years and years had a booth at the state fair where we set the lists of names out and people can search there. Invariably, I think there has not ever a year gone by where I was not asked that question. Are these lists of people that you're looking for? Well, we are looking for them, but it's not a bad list. They didn't do anything wrong that we know about or that we care about. We have money for them, and no, this is not a sting operation. No, we do not share information with law enforcement agencies. No. The answer is no.
No.
You
mentioned, by the way, that you get almost daily people are putting in those forms or calling your office. Have you been noticing lately that business has been picking up? People are making more claims?
We're running at, this is going to be a record year for us. Of course, we're bringing in more properties all the time, too. So statistically, I guess it would stand to reason that we'd be paying out more as well. Yes, the numbers are, there's an uptick in claims this year. We are well ahead of schedule.
You know what, I'm just thinking ahead now, but I mean, I'm just thinking all those workers out in Western North Dakota, can you imagine if they all go back home and then they still might have some money here in Bismarck? You
know? Oh, absolutely. That is going to be an issue, you know, in a couple years. Now, it's going to take a couple years for this to cycle through because the property doesn't get reported until it's a couple years old. Because again, the whole idea is for the owner to get it before it comes to us. So there are time frames that need to elapse before property gets reported here. And so I would say, you know, with the activity that's been going on out there for a couple of years now, it could be maybe, within the next year we could start seeing some of that stuff show up in the reports.
Linda Fisher from the Unclaimed Property Department in Bismarck. And once again, there's $40 million sitting out there and waiting for somebody to claim their portion of it, their fair share portion of it. Let's go to the websites here, Linda, and tell the folks how they can find out more information.
Okay. Just another statistic for you. That's over 70,000 names right now.
Oh, okay.
So that to go with the $40 million.
But I know one's not mine.
Well, I don't know. Have you checked lately? Be careful.
No, I haven't, but I will, now that you say it that way.
Be careful. the websites, there's two of them. And they're both really great websites. They're a little bit, they offer different amenities, both of them do. The website I'm going to give you first is the one we run here in-house. And what's cool about it is you can search by city. So if you live in small town North Dakota, you can type in the city and the names of all the people in that vicinity that have unclaimed property will come up, and you can share with them and encourage them and just don't make them mad.
It's really cool, by the way.
It is really cool. It's a neat feature that a lot of states don't carry, and so we're kind of proud of that little search feature. We can do it because we don't have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of names on our database. And the other website, okay, let me give you that address. It's www.land.nd.gov. And remember, just because it says land in the web address, we do not have real estate.
Okay. Because you have other duties besides the unclaimed property department in your department, in other words.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, you're going to be one busy lady, you and your entire staff there over the next couple of months. But once again, folks, the key is to keep looking at those websites because more and more names are going to be added here over the next few months. And Linda, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. I want to thank you for joining us here on KFGO. And once I hang up here, I'm heading for the website. The way you said that, maybe my name is listed there.
H-A-R-R.
Very good. Thank you so much, Linda. Have a great night.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Bob. Bye-bye.
That was good. That was good. Is my name really there?
I don't know.
Oh, I got to get this is going to be fun.
I just hope Chris doesn't have any ill will towards me, but I couldn't refuse.
He
wouldn't. Seriously. Why has he not sent this in? I want to know.
I don't know, cuz it was
Printed it out that night yet.
I think it was like a paycheck or something from one of his old places up in Grand Forks or something.
It was a payroll check, $120.
He knew where it was. I mean, he knew about it, so